Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD CIO Office Fixed Income Desk. Let's start with this morning. Asia risk assets on a stronger footing. China and Hong Kong remains closed for trading. And US bond yields drifted higher towards the 1.69 mark, with prices of gold drifting towards 1465 a troy ounce. The dollar strengthened against the G10 peers in a mixed economic data backdrop on the need for further easing, while traders await policy cues from Federal Reserve officials this week. The Reserve Bank of Australia lowers policy rate to 0.75%. Governor Philip Lowe in a statement highlighted that it is reasonable to expect that an extended period of low interest rates will be required in Australia to reach full employment and achieve the inflation target. Short-term interest rates in the US climbed yesterday as quarter-end funding dynamics added to pressure on borrowing costs before easing back later in the day. The rate on overnight repo rose to open at 2.7 to 2.5 on the final day of September. The $3.5 billion that was offered in its repo operation early Monday appears to have helped that rate subside, with figures showing it at 1.95, 1.7 towards the end of the day. The 10-year Japanese bond futures fell the most in more than a disappointing 10-year bond auction. The recent announcement on Bank of Japan's bond purchase plan and GPIF, which is a pension fund, recent tilt on their preferences within the fixed income asset allocation. Japan's government pension investment fund cited it would consider currency-hedged overseas bond holdings as similar to domestic debt investments, which would allow GPIF to buy more foreign debt because it is already close to the 19% limit in its current mandate. BlackRock plans to add more Indian bonds to their holdings, citing the attractiveness after the recent sell-off. Indian bonds offer compelling yields among emerging Asian nations, together with promising prospects of further monetary easing despite wider fiscal deficit. Dollar bond issuance in Asia hit a third quarter record of more than $79 billion as Chinese companies led a spree of notes sales amid a drop in borrowing costs. The GCC region also witnessed a strong primary supply during September, with sovereign issuers taking the lead, printing $12 billion, which includes Emirates of Abu Dhabi at $10 billion and Kingdom of Bahrain $2 billion. South Korean firms are taking advantage of low borrowing costs this year, with non-financial companies on track to sell a record amount of won-denominated bonds, according to data from the Korean Financial Investment Association. That's it, and have a great day.